We're up to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasid, page Kuf Tzadik Dalet in the new print, Perik Yud Dalet Tzif Lamed. We are seeking sponsors for these shiurim. To sponsor share, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share link or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN, at gmail.com to sponsor a share and keep them coming on a consistent basis. We're up to Perik Yud Dalet Tzif Lamed. Hatipul beguf b'Shabbos v'yamtiv, taking care of your body on Shabbos and Yamtiv. We talk about creams, ointments, oils, and all that type of things. We're in the middle of page Kuf Tzadik Dalet. If Lamed begins, Tinik, someone has a toddler, an infant. Asur l'mshech isay b'mashcha kolshi, you cannot smear any ointments on them. V'af l'moshchei b'shemen zinc samich, any thick oil like a zinc oil, asur. Not just can't you take an oil or something that's meant to be smeared, but let's say you have a food like a margarine, margarina, you have butter or margarine that you want to put on the lips, you want to smear on your lips as a protection, but so you say it's a food, it's not meant to be smeared, but lemaisa, you're smearing it, you cannot do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what can you do? So Sif Lamed continues and says, Tinek sheyesh loy giruye oyer machmas chitulim retuvim mekadoim. You have an infant, a toddler who wears diapers. They have a diaper rash due to the moisture that's all around. Ki oz im yesh loy afka miuchedes yishtamish bal karagil. So baby powder you can use. Talcum powder, any type of powder that you know, you spritz the powder into the diaper, you spritz the powder onto the baby. That's the best way to, for Shabbos, to avoid diaper rash and moisture. Ein loy afka, you don't have something that's a powder. Yishtamish b'shemen ha'emid lakach, you could use oil, thin oil that's meant for it, like baby oil that's very thin, that's more like wiping water on the baby, not like a smearing of a thick thing that you could do. Ein loy, if you don't have either of the two, al yimrech kol mishcha, any ointment or cream, you cannot smear. Ella Keitzad Yasa, Maisa, you have a baby who's in pain, you have a baby who's getting a rash, you're worried it could get infected, but obviously we're not talking about once it's infected, it's a shell of sakana, but we're talking about, you know, just a typical diaper rash that's uncomfortable and hasn't gotten bad yet. Ella Keitzad Yasa, Yisach Yischit, as a mishcha min ha-shveferis, ha-yosher al-gufatinik. You take the tube, you squeeze it, that the cream should come out straight onto the body of the tinik. Or at least alachitul, you could do the same thing on the diaper. So you look at the area of the diaper that's going to be against where the diaper rash is, and you put the cream without smearing it onto the diaper, just push it out of the tube in onto that area of the diaper. But you can't smear it. What happens if it's not a tube? It's in a bottle, a jar. So you take a popsicle stick or some type of stick, some type of, you know, something, a spoon, and you scoop it out. You put it on the baby or on the diaper, right? When you're doing it, you have to be careful with the spoon that you're not smearing it on the baby or on the diaper, right? And then you put the diaper on the baby. We're not worried. So what's going to happen? You put it in a chunk on the baby. You put it on a chunk on the diaper. And then you close the diaper up. And now when the baby lies down, the baby rolls around. So it will get smeared all over. Right? So the baby is smearing it themselves all over. That's not a problem. It's not like, you know, you're causing a baby to do a malacha on Shabbos. Right? They're not trying to smear it. They're not smearing it. It just happens to be the way it is. It's getting smeared. That's permitted. So, to recap, if one is using a liquid oil or a powder, that's the best on Shabbos. If one is stuck and needs to use a diaper cream or some other cream that the doctor gives, you can't smear it. But what you should do is you put it on the baby or on the diaper, you close the diaper, and then let the baby roll around in it. I will point out that this is Ashkenazim, but Vadya's Mekel for Sfardim. Bavadya holds, and Yalkut Yosef, you can see, the Bavadya holds that as long as it's a type of cream that's totally rubbed into the skin, it's permitted to use it on Shabbos. So if it's a thick paste, that's going to have a nice, you could see the beautiful paste afterwards, like a nice even that even a bavadi would hold zasser. But the thinner creams that you, hand creams and other thinner diaper creams that you rub into the point where it is no, he holds that the isem mareach is to smooth out, that it should be nice and smooth on top of the skin. But a cream that's rubbed into the skin and is absorbed by the skin, he holds that, even though it takes rubbing to get it there, he holds that that's not the isem mareach, and Rabbi Avadia matters that. So for Sfaradim, there's such a leniency. But Ashkenazim, generally, unless a specific shaila passing by a specific rav, generally it's not the minig of the Ashkenazim. Top of page Kuf Tzadik Hey. Mutter losuch esatinik b'shemen nozzle. You could wipe and put on a baby a very thick, thin, liquidy oil. Ach osu litin es ha-shemen al-gabi tzemer gefen, a matless figa. But you can't, you could take your hand and put it with your hand directly on the baby, a thin oil, right? But you can't put it on cotton or on a sponge, because then you're putting it on that, and then you're squeezing it out onto the baby. That's an iser of schita. For af im dochas es tzemer agefen hatim by jim, even if it's, you know, you take a, let's say, cotton ball and you stick it into the oil before Shabbos. It's mamish absorbed, saturated, and by putting it on, you're not really squeezing it. It comes off easily. Yesh laser, one should he says it's also to do that. One should not do so. Because lemaisa, it's very easy to come to schita. Al yosach biyodai b'matlus lois fugas mechemis and teri. Take a piece of plastic, take a spoon, take a, you know, a rubber thing that's synthetic, that doesn't have any absorption to it. Put the oil on that if you don't want to use your hand, and put that on the baby. Like best would be if you use vinyl gloves or rubber gloves. So you put it on your hand on the gloves, then you can do it like that. You don't have to, because rubber gloves, vinyl gloves are not absorbent. So let's say you put the oil, once the oil is on the baby, then you can take a cotton ball just to smear it around, or a shmata to smear it around, because it's not absorbed in the shmata or in the cotton ball that's coming out on the baby. It's on the baby, you're just using that to move it around. So he says that's permitted. My say the best is, like I said, if you have a rubber glove, or vinyl glove, or something like latex, whatever, one of those plastic disposable gloves, you put it on your hand, and you rub that on the baby. And like I said, don't forget, we're talking about here, dafka, a very, very thin liquid, oil style, so there's no mareach, it's almost as thin as water. It's not mamish as thin as water, but pretty thin. Siv lamed gim. Psilois tzemer gefen, cotton swabs, hanachutzais l'niku yatinek, which are meant for cleaning a baby. You can't rip cotton of a larger roll of cotton, you know, a small piece of cotton. So you have to prepare pieces before Shabbos. You should make sure to cut it to the right size before Shabbos. One should refrain from any type of cutting of cotton on Shabbos. And this goes too with baby wipes as well. One has to be careful. We're going to talk more about baby wipes as we go further. But all these types of things, to make sure that all these things are pre-cut properly before Shabbos. Sometimes we buy these things that we think are pre-cut, then you realize on Shabbos that they're still attached at the edges. Mutter sift lamdal. Mutter lives like afka al tinnik. You could spray powder on a baby. Vafil al oysa mekemes shebeima oy rogish pemuchad. Even on very sensitive areas. Alfa sheish pekach meshum refuah. Right, even there's already a bad diaper rash, and you might think that it should be usher because you're helping it heal. He says, no, it's mutter to put on a toddler, on an infant that has a diaper rash, or any other type of rash, you know, you want to pour powder on it, that's mutter. Not just that, hamarba lehaziyah, mutter lo yilufazim kremis shem haziyah, afkas talk pshuto she'em bo chemer, merape el rak miyodas lusfegas haziyah. Let's say a person sweats various areas of their body, and it's very uncomfortable when it's hot and humid. He wants to put powder on it on Shabbos. It's mutter, as long as the powder is not a medicated powder that has something that's mamish merape, that heals. It's just that the powder absorbs the humidity and the moisture. One's allowed to use that on Shabbos. Mutter gam lahotis tarsis hamiuchad l'kach. You could use a spray, like we'll talk more later about the odorant. Avaloyim mareach kol mishcha, but you can't smear any ointments. Shem isa mareach. So whereas powder you can do, because even though the powder is going to absorb it, but you're not putting it on a way that's osur, as long as it's not medicated the specific medication for refuah, it's mutter. Okay? Siv lamed hey. Mutter lumroyach biyad al gufa adam chayim nozzle she'enei mishcha. Person can put on his hands, right, a liquid, you know, thing, oil or something to help him with his dry skin, as long as it's not an ointment that's, you know, that requires rubbing in. Or you want to spray insect repellent, you allow to spray insect repellent as long as it's a liquid. You can't use an ointment insect repellent. Mutter glasses can gam the godel. It's even for adults. It's not just for infants and toddlers. Mutter shtamish tzerches gam betarsis. You could use a spray. Right, so whether it's a liquid or a spray, insect repellent you're allowed to use on Shabbos, but not an ointment. Then he says, "Bedavar harisa shal noizel kuto harakim." We're going to see later in Perikov. As far as using insect killer, that's mamish going to kill an insect. So you know that's a problem. And he says we're going to get to Perikov Sivov. We'll see more about it. Just a sneak peek in Perikov Hey, Evolve, because once we're on the topic, let's take a sneak peek. There he says, "Mutul shtamish betach shekoytel charakim de lahachik is a charakim in a cheder." You could use insect repellent to keep insects away. "Mutul shtamish harizegam betarsis." One page tough in the new print. If you wonder where I'm reading from, "Viakbet lahash delos aichalayim psuchim b'deish acharakim amnum yuchal limolit." You have to make sure to leave the door open so that the insects can get out. Make sure you don't spray anything directly on any insects, because spraying directly on the insects will kill the insects. You're not allowed to directly kill the insects on Shabbos, but it is permitted to spray to the point where you'll just keep them at a distance from wanting to get to you on Shabbos. Sif Lamed Vav, the last sif we're going to do for this year. Bottom of page Kuf Tzadik. Mutter litein mei boisim al yadayim v'ashar chelki haguf. You're allowed to put, call it colognes or whatever, perfume on your hands, on your body. Avalitein mehem al matpachas, right, which is a liquid, but that's bedafka liquid. Avalitein mehem al matpachas, but to put it on a shmata, al beged val pei enochus el techmai moser. But to put it on a garment, even on a shetel, or into water is oser. Mutter l'rasis haguf adam deodorant. You could spray deodorant on a person. Even if it's, he's already smelling and just you're trying to get the smell away. I think we call that in America roll-on deodorant, where the top is like a ball. So you're allowed to use a roll-on, because all you're doing is the ball just helps you roll on. It's really liquidy. You put your hand on it, you'll see it's liquidy. But that which we call stick deodorant, that you can't use, because that's hard, and that's memarech, because he's smoothing out the whole top of the deodorant as you use it, similar to a bar soap. Mutl shtamish b'shabbos b'even minerals. He says there's some mineral stones you could use on Shabbos. So when it comes to deodorant, spray on roll on is okay. Spray and roll on is okay. Stick should not be used on Shabbos. We're still looking for sponsors for today's shiur and for the shiurim to help them coming on a consistent basis. To sponsor a share, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a share link, or email Rabbi Fishman, RABBIFISHMAN@gmail.com.